It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is high noon in the District of Columbia. Sometime in the next hour, we should hear from offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders. Ahead of week one's matchup. Damn, I'm excited for football. Real football tonight, real football tomorrow, real football all weekend. Good college football game. Michigan playing Texas.
Yep.
My Turtles got a Big Ten opener against Michigan State. My Turtles, I think they'll start 3-0 with three legit wins over like legit colleges. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I'm getting excited about College Park, B.
All right.
Tomorrow, we're going to be at D-City Smokehouse, which will be awesome. Second in Florida Northwest. We'll be there for our entire show, 10 to 2. Do we know what time they open? I don't want to tell people to get there before they're even open, but I bet they're open by 11, don't you?
I don't know the time, but I would tell people to just show up.
Just show up.
Open up early.
Yeah, open up early. We'll be
there. Make money early.
Make money, money, money. All right. Time for predictions. And it's going to be a heck of a year, man. The NFL, there's always a big surprise. Credit to young Jeff Walker for correctly last year calling the Texans to win that division, even though they barely won it. It was week 18 and Gardner Minshew underthrew a dunk.
Well, they open at 11, whatever. Jay. Before you go into that, they open at 11, so...
All right, D-City Smokehouse opens at 11. We'll be there at 10. Staying there our entire show. The food is fantastic. Come hang out. Brian, we're here, dude. We've made it, and everybody's 0-0. The games start tonight. Nobody on earth cares about preseason records or any of that. I think because Jeff had the incredibly clairvoyant Texans call to go along with the complete Ashburn Syndrome depraved Commanders winning the NFC East call, I think we let Jeff go first.
Go
Jeff
first,
are you
Jeff.
Up for the challenge?
Let's do it.
You up?
NFC North, Ravens. AFC North, my bad. Ravens.
AFC, off to a hot start, Jeff.
My bad. AFC East, Dolphins. AFC South. I'm going to go with the Texans again. AFC West, the Chiefs, and my homeboy.
Can I ask a quick question? You're providing, like, zero analysis or why. That's okay if that's your plan, but, like, you're allowed to say something should you so choose.
Okay, AFC North, I'm taking the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, they got a run
threat. Kind of going forward, but we can go backwards, too.
Yeah, no, I'm going to cover them all now. AFC North, I got the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, he got, what's his name with him now? I just had a brain fart. JP, why'd you stop me?
Maybe we shouldn't have let you give us some
Derrick insight
Henry. And analysis.
Derrick Henry,
there it is.
There we go. They got their run attack. I think they're going to control the AFC North again. AFC East, I just think the Dolphins are going to be a hot team again. They have a high-powered offense. Their defense is nice. I think they're going to take that. AFC South, I'm just riding with the Texans again. I think I like where they started off last year with CJ. I think it's just going to continue to build. What's his name? D'Amico Ryans. I like what he's doing down there. AFC West, do we really have to explain why Kansas City?
No, that one you don't.
Yeah.
That one you don't need to. All right, on to the NFC.
NFC North, I'm going to go with the Lions. I like where they – even though Chicago got Caleb and all, I still don't think that's going to – I don't think they're going to – it's going to be enough to take the North. The Lions were pretty hot last year. I think they're going to continue moving forward. NFC East, do you want my – I'm going to save that last. I'm going to save that last. NFC okay. South, I'm going to go with the Bucks. They just seem like looking at this, they – probably have the most complete team, and Baker was kind of hot last year going towards the end of the season. And NFC West, 49ers. That's self-explanatory. And NFC East.
Do it to him, Jeff. Do it to him.
You already know who I'm riding with. Let's go, JD5. Worst to first, baby. Let's get it. It can happen. It will happen.
All right.
I love it. Honestly, everything you took is pretty chalky outside of the Commanders. Like, you don't have a Texans pick this year, which makes the Commanders pick perhaps more
Texans
accurate.
Pick.
That's your Texans pick?
That's my Texans pick, JP. And it's crazy because I'm going to go find the audio, but Good Morning Football, they were talking about the same thing.
Mm.
We might.
Who's your Super Bowl winner, Jeff?
The Commanders.
As much as I want to say that, I'll probably say that in about 4 years. But honestly, I want to go with the Chiefs.
Three-peat, huh?
I'm for the three-peat. I'm all about young guys breaking records.
Going with the Chiefs is pretty fair. Nobody's going to give you a hard time.
Yeah, nah, it's just I want to see Mahomes do it if he can. But then in, like, next year, I want to see Jaden come and be a giant slayer.
All right.
Landini.
Okay. I'm going to start in the AFC East. I got the Jets. I think Aaron Rodgers, he's extremely annoying, but unfortunately, he is extremely good at playing quarterback.
Yeah.
The Texans. I don't think that there's really anybody in the AFC South that can actually touch the Texans, so I'm going to go there. AFC West, the Chiefs are just the obvious pick. I feel like if you don't pick the Chiefs, you're trolling or calling for a Mahomes injury or something like that. AFC North, I'm going with the Bengals. I am a believer in Burrow. I think it looks like they're going to get this Jamar Chase thing worked out. I'm going with the Bengals. NFC East, I'll save that one for last two, so I'll start with the South. I like the Falcons, actually. I think that Kirk Cousins is consistently underrated as a quarterback. I think they're going to be improved there. Plus, I just don't really believe in the Bucs. The Panthers, they're terrible. The Saints, also not good.
Panthers are terrible.
The 49ers, I think the 49ers are the they're the best team in that division until somebody can prove to me otherwise. I mean, they've managed to win games. I am not a Purdy believer either, and they've managed to win a bunch of games the past couple of years with him.
They're so loaded. The roster top to bottom.
Fantastic roster. I'm going with the Packers in the North. Okay. They really surprised me last year. I think it's – I don't think the Lions are bad, but I think it's maybe a little bit of a mirage there. I don't think they're quite as good as people saw last year. I think they'll be in the playoffs, sure, but I just think the Packers win that division. And then NFC East, I have the Packers week one opponent. The Eagles winning. Eagles.
Lifelong Eagles fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Bengals, Jets, Texans, Chiefs, Packers, Eagles, Falcons, Niners. Who's your Super Bowl winner?
I mean, I can't really pick against the Chiefs. I think, like, they three times in a row is tough, but, I mean, you're kind of...
Yeah.
It's kind of nonsensical to pick someone else.
Be me or you?
You go.
Okay. Starting the AFC, I am going with the Bengals. That's AFC North. AFC East, me and Lamphill are oddly similar here. I have the Jets. I think that roster is really good. AFC South, I don't know what Steph Diggs is going to do for that offense because he's a fantastic player. Undoubtedly. But he also seems unhappy fairly often. So I'm not sure how that's going to shake out, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to go with like just something different there. I feel like that division doesn't always like have the same. How do you say it? Like, you know how the NFC East just doesn't have, just gets one? If you look at the track record of Peyton Manning late in his career, wins one with the Broncos, Tom Brady late in his career, wins one with the Bucs, I think the Jets actually win the Super Bowl.
Well, I actually
am going to laugh at you because I think the different thing between Aaron Rodgers and those two guys, they are totally dedicated to their team. Aaron Rodgers dedicated to Aaron Rodgers.
Right? True.
In the AFC East, I am going with the Miami Dolphins. I think they get over the hump finally. I think they're not just go out there and only beat bad teams. I think they're going to beat some better teams. Their defense is going to be a little bit better, I think. AFC North, I am going to go with the Ravens. I think the Ravens, listen, I know they have Joe Burrow and Chase, but the Ravens are the better overall team when you start looking at that. I go to the South, I'm going with the Texans. I think Steph Diggs now is looking at a situation where I have a quarterback who is not going to try to just take it on his own, and he's going to utilize the talent that he has around him. I think he's going to be more involved, so I'm going to go with the Texans. In the West, I'm going to just go Chiefs, and I don't have to give no explanation. In the NFC North, I'm going with the Detroit Lions once again. I think the Packers have increased, but Detroit is a lot better than what people give them credit for. They should have been in the Super Bowl last year. The South, I'm going with the Buccaneers. I think that they're going to be better. I don't know if Kirk just lifts the team like many people think. I think the guy gets a lot of numbers. I don't know how good he makes his team. The West, I am going to go with the 49ers because, hey, like you said, when you look at a team, you look at the whole roster, and their roster is better than anything in the West. And the Rams do not have Aaron Donald anymore to disrupt and harass quarterbacks. And I'm going to go back to the East and – I'm going to go with the Eagles because I cannot say the Cowboys win the division.
Okay. Yeah. I guess the Cowboys won it last year, so that works against me that it is a they never do the same team twice, basically, since you were playing in the NFC East. It hasn't happened.
Yeah, like last year. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, last year it was all Philly until they fell apart. I don't know, man. Philly's collapse just seems so significant. Like –
Man, just a year, man. You can get over that.
I agree.
When you allow minor things to become big things in football, you lose. Hopefully, Sirianni has understood that and moved forward and understand he has to be a leader for his team the whole time instead of expecting Big Dom to be his, what you call
him? Yeah, I mean... the Big Dom phenomenon is just incredible. B, did we need your Super Bowl winner.
I'm going with the Chiefs until somebody else beat them.
Hard to argue with it.
Yeah.
I also missed your – forgive me. I missed your AFC South. Oh, no, I missed your AFC East.
Mm. I told you right off the bat.
I didn't write it down.
Yeah, I said the Dolphins.
Dolphins, okay. And then NFC South, you said the Bucs, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you have Ravens, Dolphins, Texans, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles, Bucs, Niners. You know what's interesting? None of the four of us took the Bills, who are the defending AFC East champs.
Yeah, they lost some stuff, man. They lost a lot of players. And this is like 2 years in a row, they've lost a lot of free agents.
Yeah.
Eventually, that stuff goes away. You don't keep staying up top when you lose good players.
It's going to be fascinating, specifically with the Bills, if that offense just looks different. Because that offense, I think too much will be made of Diggs being gone. They also switched coordinators late last year when they got hot and started playing better. And I think Joe Brady's actually a really good play caller, and I think that could help Josh Allen and that team up there. I think the tightest division races are going to be that AFC North. I mean, none of us took the Browns, who were awesome last year and have a great defense. None of us took the Steelers, who have been – I mean, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing record. What do you think is more likely this year, B? Mike Tomlin gets his first ever losing record or the Steelers break through and win that division?
I think them are breaking through.
And Russ seems about all the BS.
But have you noticed that whenever people go and deal with Tomlin, they normally play under Tomlin's ability?
I don't think even guys like AB were able
to. I don't think Russ is an AB. I think AB is a little off. I think Russ wants to win. I don't think Russ is going to try to test Tomlin. I think there are coaches out there who lead and command respect, and there's coaches out there who think you're going to just talk to a grown man in a simple way, and he's supposed to just give it to him. And I don't think that works. But I think Mike Tomlin will get the best out of Russell as far as what he is now.
Yeah, I mean, he very well might, right? You're right in that if Mike Tomlin was able to handle a team that had Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell at the same time, guys that proved incredibly disruptive in other spots, he should be able to handle a guy like Russ.
They still won.
Right. Now, I don't know how much good football Russ has left, but, you know, they're going with him over Fields. That AFC North is really got to be the strongest division in football, right?
Overall, yes.
I think it's got to be. Maybe the NFC West a couple years ago, but the Seahawks, like, how confident are you in the Seahawks? Mike McDonald, you got a new head coach there. It's just so different. You know
I think
I mean?
If their defense improves drastically with McDonald, their offense is capable of staying in games. If their defense starts to get turnovers and all, they can cause problems for some people.
Sure. And they got skill position players coming out of everywhere.
Yep.
You had Jaxon Smith-Njigba up there. Kenneth Walker looks poised for a big year. I mean, there's a lot to like if you're supporting Seattle. Here's what we're going to do. Quick break, then you're going to hear from Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury, the Commanders offensive and defensive coordinators. Nobody go anywhere.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I wanted to kind of just take a look around the NFL. Joe Witt just addressed the media. Cliff Kingsbury talking now. I guess the team is not streaming those. Or if they are, I can't find where they are. So we're going to make our best effort to get that and play it for you guys. We're working on it. Right. How big of a deal is it, Brian, for you that the Dolphins have this game against the Jags and they're hopeful but not sure Jalen Ramsey's going to play?
Jalen Ramsey has been banged up a lot lately. And I think, you know, he's a good player. But overall, they have enough defensively to go out and handle their business. Their offense is so good that they can be a team that don't have their best corner out there. Is Ramsey still the best corner?
I don't know.
You know?
He's paid like it.
He's paid like
but
it.
But I don't know.
He is. He's changed.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when he was on Jacksonville, and we're going back a ways when he was on Jacksonville, he was so good. But I don't know that he is that guy now. I mean, dude, how old is Jalen Ramsey at this point?
Mm-hmm.
And he's had at least, I want to say, two full seasons missed with injury?
He used to be a guy where you thought he wanted to prove something to everybody. At this point, I don't know if he's that guy anymore.
Yeah, he turns 30 next month and only played 10 games last year. A guy on his third team that has kind of manufactured his own trades a couple different times. I just wonder about how that looks long term. The other part of this that Pete Prisco mentioned when he was on with us earlier is how he thinks there's just going to be a million points in this game.
Mm-hmm.
It is the second highest total on the board this weekend. Right now it's at 49. The highest total is Lions-Rams at 52.5. That might be an early lean right there, B, to take the over in that thing.
I can see that happening.
I don't know. I feel like you got South Florida in September. I'd want to check the weather before I bet an over that high. Just because if it's sloppy tropical storms or whatever, you never know what you're going to get.
They're in Miami, but, right?
Yeah, I think it's – yeah, they're in Miami. I know that they're saying we could get some weather in Tampa on Sunday at 4. I recognize Miami and Tampa are kind of far apart, but in the big scheme of things, they're not that far apart. Yo, the other thing I thought might be kind of fun to look specifically.
91 degrees, no rain in the forecast.
Okay, there you go. But what's the forecast for the Tampa game? Maybe we get Cameron on tomorrow to give us an in-depth one, but what are they saying for
I am looking now.
Okay, cool. I was thinking we could go, because we got a game tonight, we could do some props specifically for tonight's game, at least kind of take a look at what the betting markets expect. Passing yards, they got Mahomes at 269.5. Bigger picture for Mahomes and the Chiefs, how much do you buy into they lost Tyreek? Last year, their receiving threats really were limited, yep. So they had to kind of manufacture their offense a little bit. Now you add Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice. I mean, he hadn't been suspended yet. He's not going to be suspended before tonight's game. You add Worthy. Hollywood Brown's not playing tonight, but he'll be back eventually. Like, do you think this gets back to an explosive Chiefs offense more so than what we saw last year?
I think they do. I think Kelce being back and being healthy now makes a world of difference. He wasn't healthy completely last year.
Sure.
Started the season off a little banged up, and he never got completely there. Hollywood Brown comes back with Worthy. They're going to put stress on defensive backfields.
I totally agree with you there. And it's also pretty remarkable that we're saying that the Chiefs' offense had the down year where they still won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But ultimately, they did. Compared to what they do, they had a down year.
Right. All right, so for tonight's game, they got Lamar's over-under for passing yards at 216.5. Lamar, in his career, averages 185 yards passing per game. Mm-hmm. Last year, however, that was way up. Last year, he averaged almost 230 a game passing. The Chiefs' defense is really good. Everybody talks about Mahomes and Kelce, but Steve Spagnuolo, that Chiefs' defense is always ready to play. Chris Jones will be out there tonight. Yeah, I mean, they're loaded. What would you do? Mahomes, to go over, you need him at 270. Lamar, you need him at 217.
I'll go with Pat first, because it can happen at any time with him.
I wonder in how many games last year he got over that. You know, that seems like it's towards the high end of what he does. And I think Kansas City's defense is really good. And I think not a lot of people play in the preseason. And, like, there'll be some rust factor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the playoff game last year, though, granted, I think they probably threw too much, but he went for 270 in that game.
Yeah.
On 37 attempts. All right, what about Lamar's rushing yards? Over under 49.5, B.
I'll be willing to take that risk and say over, because I think what happens, he gets pressure and he breaks the pocket.
Last year in that playoff game, he went for 54 yards in the AFC title game.
Plus 270 in the air?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, tonight, with the 217, you got Derrick Henry in the backfield now.
Yeah.
You got to put more people in the box. Does that give him more lanes to throw the ball?
It's a fair question. You know what's interesting about the, like, all right, well, you got Derrick Henry now. Like, they're going to have to pay so much more attention to him. That makes sense, right? Like, it's common sense, that the theory of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they also ran the ball really freaking well last year without Derrick Henry.
They ran the ball with all types of people, and Lamar had a lot of rushes for them as well. But Derrick Henry is a guy who makes the defense pay attention to Derrick Henry.
Totally. But all I'm saying is,
he can batter the hell out of your linebackers.
Last year, they were first in rushing yards and first in rushing attempts without Derrick Henry. So I think teams are already have to devote whatever it is to the run game. They have to devote it.
See, what they did last year, it's like anybody might be running the ball. They had it where it's a running by committee. Derek is now the guy that's going to get the most carries out of the whole group.
Sure.
And I think it makes you focus more intently on him instead of trying to overall. What they did to you last year is probably best, to be honest with you, where you don't know who's getting the ball. Everybody ran it. They came from the T position, the I position, whatever. Derek will normally line up and come downhill at you.
So, B, would you want to go over? So, it's 65.5 tonight for Derrick Henry is his total.
I think that's going to be a tough one for him.
I think that's right around the number, man.
Yeah.
Like, right around the number. Like, if he finishes with 13 carries for 62 yards and a touchdown, doesn't that sound about right?
Yeah.
I think that's a stay away. I do know one that the great Landini would be all over. Professor Lanfill, Patrick Mahomes over under 19.5 rush yards tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I just absolutely love Mahomes' rushing totals. Yeah, it feels to me like he gets that every game. Like, I know he doesn't actually, but it feels to me he could get 19 rushing yards on one play. I mean, there's just so many plays where they have everybody go deep. There's nothing for like 4 seconds, three, 4 seconds, then he just runs for 20 yards. I would absolutely take that.
Well, Mahomes usually becomes a really good runner in the playoffs when he needs it. And so I don't know about tonight. One bet that I see that I would actually like, Mark Andrews, when he's healthy, he's a monster. By all accounts, he's healthy tonight. His receiving yards total is 47.5. And, you know, you've got Zay Flowers. Like, not that Baltimore doesn't have other options, but I think Lamar loves
He's Lamar's insurance policy.
Totally, man.
I'll definitely take that.
I think there's going to be some pressure there. Touchdowns. Some numbers I like. Mark Andrews to score a touchdown, plus 160. Pretty damn juicy. Kelsey to get a touchdown is plus 110. Derrick Henry to get a touchdown is minus 125, V.
In other words, if they get inside the five, Derrick get the ball every time.
I mean, that's pretty wild, dude. That's pretty wild. Anybody you look for to score a touchdown tonight?
Pacheco.
A Lamar? Yeah, Pacheco's even odds. Rashee Rice coming off the no suspension, whatever, plus 140. I don't hate Xavier Worthy, the rookie out of Texas, the speedster, plus 170. I find this kind of surprising. A Lamar rushing touchdown is plus 200?
Yeah, because you put it on the defense and make him have to throw the ball, because I think most teams feel that they can beat him. You can beat him when he has to throw it instead of him running. So they're going to make sure he's going to sit in that pocket and have to deliver.
Yeah. I mean, certainly. Lanfill, if you want to get real greedy tonight, you could get a Mahomes rushing touchdown at plus 400.
That's a little much.
I don't know that you're going to get that one. But I'm fired up for this game. It's only like a 3-point. The Ravens are 3-point favorites. The Chiefs, rather.
Chiefs are 3-point favorites.
Yeah, which is just home field. The total is 46, 47, depending where you're shopping. Like, it's it really seems like they're looking for this to kind of be quite similar to that AFC title game last year. I mean, that game went under significantly.
First person to make a mistake might be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, dude, part of me wonders. I think two guys particularly were awful in that AFC title game. I think their play caller, their offense coordinator, Todd Monken, I thought just had an awful game plan for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they threw the ball way, way too much. And I think Lamar was awful in that game. I mean, he barely completed 50% of his passes. And I think both those guys will be fully aware of what their last performance was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think there'll be a pretty different look tonight. I mean, imagine how much that loss has to stick with him. He had the two turnovers, really missed a lot of deep shots that were open, took four sacks. That's not, you know what I mean? Like, and then Monken has openly talked about how he got away from his game plan and they were just chasing that whole second half. They just, for a team that is so precise and tough and has an identity, they just got away from it for whatever reason. And then the Chiefs, to their credit, played phenomenally and played good defense and just protected everything. I can't wait for this damn game tonight, B.
Well, the forecast for Sunday, 45% chance of rain, a quarter inch of rain total for the day in Tampa, 91 degrees.
Okay. Hot and steamy and maybe raining. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Ross Dellinger joins the program, 1:30. Peter Rosenberg, nobody. Go anywhere. Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury just spoke to the media. Obviously, those guys are really excited about this weekend. It's funny because they're both really similar in that they're not going to say much. But one thing that's quite different is how they arrive at not saying much. Like, Joe Witt is like, yeah, we're going to go kick their ass. And Cliff's like, yeah, we're just going to see how it goes. You know what I mean? Like, they're both aggressive dudes, and they just handle the public side of it kind of differently. I kind of enjoy that dichotomy, B. Is that you notice that too?
Yeah, I mean, different personalities. Joe's a no-nonsense guy. I think Joe gives you a lot because he tells you exactly what he tells
them. He gives
them.
You great, like, sound bites.
Yeah, but I think he talks to the players the exact same way. You know, I look at Dan, and I think Dan does the exact same thing. But they're not going to tell you, oh, we're going to run the ball 25 times, and then we're going to, I think people be yesterday, I think it was Locked On Law, would say, oh, man, I don't like these canned answers. What the hell you expect them to say?
What do you want them to say?
I mean, they're not going to tell you the damn game plan, but he's telling you everything he's telling his players.
Totally. I came up with this. I'm trying to describe kind of the Dan Quinn vernacular, like the way he talks, the way he carries himself. And there's a lot of like kind of surf bro, and he has Hawaiian background, you know, like, oh, that's how we get down. There's a lot of like kind of surf bro.
He seems like a dude that's hanging out in Hawaii or California on the waves.
But he also has hard ass meathead side to him too.
Yeah.
So it's like a meathead combo.
I think he has a hard ass side. I don't know about the meathead. Meatheads are not very smart people.
I think you could be a hard ass.
When they call somebody a meathead, they're not smart. Okay. Dan is smart.
He's definitely smart.
Yeah.
He understands people, and that's a huge skill.
Yeah.
One more thing, because we're probably not going to be able to preview tonight's game that much more in the remainder of the show, and I'm so fired up for this game, I'm going to get the air fryer out and make wings. Travis Kelce. Yeah. Obviously, he has been dating Taylor Swift for some time now. I don't know. I don't know exactly. I don't really care exactly how long. But Taylor Swift is such a global phenomenon star.
Yeah.
I don't know that this made your radar, B, but apparently some contract leaked on the internet that was supposed to show Kelce and Swift were breaking up in a few weeks because there's a million conspiracy theories that this is not a real relationship. It's all done for PR, that the NFL is behind it, all this nonsense, right?
NFL has nothing to do with that.
Nobody has anything to do with it. I think
if someone has something to do with it, their agency.
Right.
Not the NFL.
Apparently, Kelce is now looking into legal action to get this thing banned off the internet, blah, 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 right? I don't care about the individual stories because every week there's going to be a new one. That's just how, like, Hollywood and the paparazzi machine kind of works.
What does the contract say, Jay?
It was like, and apparently it was like laying out the PR game plan for them to break up. Mm-hmm. Here's my question, the football question of this. Last year, especially in the playoffs where Kelce was just phenomenal, that all the hype, all the surrounding nonsense with his relationship with Swift was it did not impact him. He didn't have the best regular season, but he was phenomenal in the playoffs.
Yep.
Do you expect that from Kelce to continue?
For him being good?
Just he can handle all the stuff and be a baller.
Yeah. I mean, he's on the football field playing. She's sitting in the stands. Or she's somewhere else. If she doesn't come, cool. He's going to play. I think people don't understand how one-track minded a player can be when they're involved with their job. Not much affects the top players. And most players, to be honest with you. Ain't nothing you could do about a girlfriend, a wife, or a family issue when you're on the football field. And you know if you worry about it too much and you're thinking about that, you're going to get your ass hurt. So I think, yes, he could keep handling that.
I think he's got to. I mean, dude, if you look at the playoffs last year, in four games he went for 355 yards and had three touchdowns.
But think about this, Jay.
That to me kind of answers that question.
When you're in high school, you're dating the prom queen or the homecoming queen. When you're in college, you're dating the pretty girl on campus, too. You always got something special going on. You still got to play ball, right?
Right.
It's a person that ain't used to that that has to be overly concerned. Yeah, the guy that's the star has always been dealing with something special.
And, dude, for the folks that make it to the NFL, obviously Taylor Swift's her own level of fame and notoriety and whatever, right? But guys that make it to the NFL probably did pretty well with the ladies in college.
But you know what the lady like a Taylor Swift or the lady like a Beyonce, what they do in their private time, they want to chill with whoever they want to chill with. They don't care about all that other stuff.
Right.
So it's you date her. You don't date her persona.
All right. Big weekend of college football coming up. Also, just constant college football turmoil. Ross Dellinger gets us ready for it next on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.